Have you ever had one of those days when you thought, have you ever had one of those days? I have. And that's why today I'm bringing you more ridiculously random rubbish from the book of Strange Glove. And yay, today something very strange has happened. It started to snow.
Hey, it's snowing.
Funny looking snow.
It doesn't taste like snow. It's mashed potato!
Mashed potato from the skies!
Now that is strange!
So what are we going to do with all this mashed potato on the road?
Simples! We grit the road with sausages. Nothing wrong with a bit of bangers and mash. Hey, here's an idea. Why don't we use sticks of dynamite instead of sausages? You know, then we'd have real bangers, no?
No, let's not.
Seriously though, what are we going to do with all this excess mashed potato? We can't be expected to just eat it all.
I don't see why not, Mr. Pop. After all, both me and Mr. B have big bellies.
We most certainly have.
Yes, well, remember, I'm only little. All that potatoey goodness would surely kill me.
Hey, imagine that! Death by mashed potato.
P laughed up sausage roll one night. There was wee yeti on burp.
What?
Oh, nothing, just being random.
Hey!
That's four horses.
No, not hay as in hey, hey. I mean hay as in hay. I've just had a fantabuloso idea.
So what is your idea?
Ski Saturday.
What?
It's just like Ski Sunday, but a day earlier. We can have our own skiing tournament in the mashed potato.
Oh yes. Sounds very strange.
So, let us not dilly-dally a moment longer. We have a job to do. I want there to be spectators and the press to be there. Hey, you never know, I just might get to be a TV star.
But, then again, isn't that going to cost a lot of wonga?
Not if your skiing trousers aren't too tight. Now come, let us build Ski Saturday. If you're in, say aye.
Welcome, listeners, to this, the very first up and happy sponsored mashed potato skiing tournament ever to be broadcast on your radio sets. Everybody's genuinely excited to be taking part. Why, even my talking parts are taking part. Yay, I am Professor Happy Hat, your up and happy host for, drum roll please, Ski Saturday! First up, we have Dr. Strangeglove, up and happy's most notorious mad doctor.
Do you eat walruses?
No.
Neither do I. Just thought I'd ask.
What have you got to say to your millions, sorry, to adoring fans listening at home, Dr. S?
Well, firstly, if you're eating boiled octopus at a fancy Greek restaurant, don't, because it tastes horrible. Secondly, if you hear me scream, then you'll know that I'm in terrible danger.
And just to clarify to our audience, Dr. S, what exactly is the terrible danger?
Well, Professor H, it is simply this. At the bottom of that mashed potato mountain is a river of acid gravy in which it's infested with savage, saber-toothed sausages.
My idea.
Yes, folks, that was Ollie's idea. And bloody stupid it is too. That's why we like it.
Okay, well, let us just say that if you make it back home alive, that will be a bonus.
Simply put, yes.
But really, what can the winners of this fantabuloso compo be expected to win,
Well, Professor H, the winners can be expected to win this wonderful trophy here, with no expense spent.
But that's a potato wearing glasses.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Here's the trophy. But what is this glasses-wearing potato all about? Ollie?
It's what you asked for.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a spectator.
Get out!
Do you want the old printing press as well? Only I've got it on loan from the British Museum.
Because I said, get the press. Yes, very droll. But the British Museum, what was it doing there?
That is your actual, genuine, ancient Babylonian printing press, that is. It's what the Dead Sea Scrolls were printed on.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I'll let you get on with the skiing competition then, shall I?
Quite.
And he's off! Dr. Strangelove is off!
He never smelt much better.
Dr. Strangelove goes hurtling down the slopes, and he's going so fast it looks like he's just skiing on two bits of wood. Oh, he's hit a tree! And he's down! Oh, that must be painful! Oh, he's sliding along on his face now! Yes, it would appear as though the skiing tournament has now turned into a sledging one. But oh, with a deft flip in the air, he's somersaulting towards the acid gravy pit! And indeed, into glory! And, my, what's happened now is that the guy recording this event has got so excited by Dr. Strangelove's death-defying leaps that he's paused the action. Dr. Strangelove is frozen in time, miles up in the air, above a pit of acid gravy and ravenous sausage monsters.
Oh, shame.
Well, let's go over now to the man responsible for this technical goof, Mr. Leeby, Mr. Bannister. What can I say? But why?
Because, Professor Happy Hat, Dr. Strangelove is a crazy idiot and he's going to get himself killed. I had to pause the action because he's going to die.
Oh, and you somehow think that's a good enough reason to pause the action?
Yeah.
But Mr. B, they've never had anyone dying of an acid gravy-related death live on air before. This could put WCR's ratings through the roof.
Oh, yes. Very well. I'll replay the action.
Oh, that's not great.